Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 7:46. It's going to be cool today with highs of 59 and cloudy. 20% chance for showers, any lingering rain really. Then tomorrow, highs of 63 and sunny. Sunday for the Saints game, doing some tailgating before the Falcons come to town. Well, they will have been in town, but you get my point. Highs of 71 and partly cloudy. The weather in Tuscaloosa for the LSU game tomorrow around kickoff, probably 50 or so degrees and sunny. And I know how we feel about Alabama and about Nick Saban, but I wonder how they feel there about him. Cecil Hurt joins us, Alabama football reporter for the Tuscaloosa News. Good morning, Cecil.
Morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Great.
Is there a feeling amongst the Alabama fans before we get into LSU, Alabama, that there is around the country that Nick Saban is, if not the, in the top three college coaches of all time, and do they realize what they have?
They do, and there is that feeling. And in Tuscaloosa, the feeling is that he's in the top two, and Coach Bryant's the other one.
I figured that. I was going to guess number one, and it had something to do with Houndstooth wardrobe.
There's a debate.
Yeah.
Depending on your age, it's Coach Bryant or Nick Saban.
So Tuscaloosa is not a very big place, is it?
It's 125,000.
Oh, the reason I asked is I would think Coach Saban, I think his wife is Miss Terry, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I think it would be hard for them. You can't stay secluded in a town that big. So are they treated like, and especially Coach Saban, the megastar that he is, or does the community just kind of embrace him as one of their own, leave him alone?
Well, after a while, you do. You know, his first year here, I think that was an issue that, you know, couldn't go to the grocery store and so forth. But Nick works all the time anyway. You can get in that. It's like being in a bunker anyway. You're always
Puxatawny Phil, huh? Cecil, yeah, like Groundhog's Day, comes out once a year.
Absolutely. So, you know, people drive by, and if his Mercedes is at the complex, they think everything's okay. But the Sabans are very involved in the community. Terry is, and they do charity work, and so she's around. They live out at the Lake Tuscaloosa, and so she's active, and I think generally left alone, more or less. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been here 12 years now, so most people have gotten their picture or their football signed or whatever they need.
I like to always ask a little bit about that, Cecil, because, you know, we always talk about the big picture with the coach and the games and everything, but these are human beings, and they have lives, too, and communities, et cetera. So because of my poor clock management, we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to delve into the X's and O's and the matchups, et cetera, of the game, all right?
Great.
I appreciate your time. I really do. From Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Cecil Hurt. He is the Alabama football reporter for the Tuscaloosa News. 7:49 and a half, time now for traffic on WWL. 7:55, 5 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Cecil Hurt, Alabama football reporter for the Tuscaloosa News. All right, let's go to the field, Cecil, and see about X's and O's, Tigers versus, I hate to say just Tua because it sounds good with T's, but they're playing the entire team. The Tide, there you go, Tigers versus the Tide. How do you see it?
Well, it's going to be, as it traditionally is, a close matchup. I mean, the game ended up one-sided last year, but for the most part, they've been, you know, right down to the wire for the last 10 years, since Nick came to Tuscaloosa. They've been close games, and I think that'll be the case again. You know, it'll be very different than the 2011 game, which was, the first game of the century here, and this is the second game of the century. That game, as everybody remembers, is 9-6 in overtime. This game may be 9-6 5 minutes in. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows? So
after two possessions, huh?
Football's changed, and you're going to see some touchdowns. It won't be five field goals. I promise you that. A lot of speculation, anxiety, anticipation about Tua's condition, Tua Tagovailoa, mm-hmm. if anybody wants to wrestle with his last name. Everybody just calls him Tua. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had ankle surgery after he had a high ankle sprain after the Tennessee game, and they did the new tightrope procedure where they go in and you know, microsurgery, tighten up the ligament. So people want to see how mobile he is. But he's practiced this week. He's been out at practice doing what starting quarterbacks do in practice for the most part. They don't go out in scrimmage and get hit. Mm-hmm. So Saturday will be his first experience with that, and we'll see how he holds up.
Anybody in Alabama concerned, interested in a different LSU team this year with Joe Burrow?
Yeah, very much so, because, you know, the sort of book on LSU over the last several years is that they didn't have an explosive offense, that if you could stop them from running the ball, if you could stop a Leonard Fournette, then, you know, put 7-8 guys in the box and keep them from running the ball, keep LSU from running the ball, then you could stop LSU. Can't do that this year. You know, Joe Burrow will just pick you apart. So that makes the running game better. Plus, he's got great receivers. So, sure, those are all areas of concern.
I know you've been covering Alabama for a long, long time, Ziza. What coach did you start with?
Coach Bryant.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So you've been through Bryant and who else?
Bryant, Perkins, Curry, Stallings, Mike Price for a few days, Mike Dubose.
Shula in there somewhere,
Shula.
Right?
Yeah, a long list of Mikes. Dennis Franchione and then Nick Saban. Mike Shula and Nick Saban chronologically.
Was there something about Coach Stalling and a raccoon? Did I read that somewhere?
Gerald the Raccoon, yes.
What was all that about?
somebody had caught, trapped a baby raccoon and gave it to Gene. Gene's from Texas, has a ranch and so forth. And so they made a pet out of it. For as long as you can make a pet out of a raccoon, he used
Precisely.
To bring it to the office. Yeah, used to bring it to the office, and you'd be waiting to see Coach Stallings in his office, and a raccoon would run down the hall. So,
roll damn raccoon.
Those
huh?
are true. Yes,
that's a true story.
excuse me.
That's a true story.
Absolutely. And then I met Gerald many times. Gerald the raccoon, but
yeah.
You know, as the human condition is, you know, the raccoon gets older and wants to get out on his own, and you can't keep a raccoon's nature is such that once he gets to be, you know, a big full grown raccoon, you really don't want him running around the house.
That's why I said precisely, because people think raccoons are pets, and they really aren't.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.